This is bad. I was hoping to stop the raid on the mansion, but I think I ended up making it unavoidable.
Hearing all that sure didn't make me feel good.
If it wasn't a negotiation to resolve things peacefully, I might have just agreed with you back there.
I'm sure of one thing now. I have to get to the mansion as fast as I can. But I'm still just standing here.
It would be an understatement to say that we're a little short-handed.
All right, fine. I'll go with you. Huh? What's the matter?
Maybe you don't understand. Going to the mansion also means the three of us would have to leave the sanctuary. Wouldn't the barrier stop you from doing that?
You kidding me? It ain't a problem.
Huh?
I could still head out of this place because I've got a mixed-blood dad and a human mom exactly like my sister does. My mixed-blood's way too thin for it to stop me.
But hang on. I remember being told you and Frederica had different fathers.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know, that's my mom. She had shitty luck and even shittier taste in men. You figure it out.
You should have told me that a lot sooner!
Everyone already knows I'm the strongest there is, but once I strap on these bad boys, I'll be even stronger.
That's what I'm talking about. Show us just how tough you really are.
Oh, don't you worry. No one can run away from old Reinhardt, as they say.
That guy's still alive and there's already an expression about him? Seriously?
It looks like everything's ready here.
Now let's just hope that Elsa and her partner aren't earlier than expected. I'll be counting on you guys and our enemy. The Art of War Subaru Natsuki style. My reverse Furin Kazan.
Man, that's so cool.
Thanks for all the help getting everything together, you two morons.
Is it so hard to just try and thank people normally, you one moron?
So anyway, Rom, the rest is up to you.
All right, do as you like then. From this point forward, I plan on doing that as well.
Here you go. Don't do anything crazy.
Well, you're one to talk. Don't make me laugh.
Listen up! Sorry this has all been so weird, but,
Don't worry about us. We understand completely. Our internal officer has already explained the whole situation to everyone.
Go on, get moving! Just remember to wipe your nose and clean up a little. Otherwise, Petra may not let you in.
Thanks, guys. I'll keep that in mind. But still...
Oh, come on! Why don't you just give up on all this and let us help you?
Wait, who's your internal officer?
Let's get going!
This is a fact!
So then, those three idiots hitched the carriage to their rather clever ground dragon and set off for the mansion.
All right, thanks for letting me know. Honestly, what am I going to do with him?
Is that all?
I guess I still feel a little angry. I mean, was Subaru being sincere when he said he loved me?
I have no doubt that Baoruzu cares about you more than anyone else.
Thanks for that.
Miss Amelia, am I to presume that your return means...
That I finished the trial? Well, I was able to confront my past and overcome it. But then I was told there are two more of them to go. Progress, but it's not over. So I'll be back in the graveyard again soon. Impressive. It appears you've grown stronger. Miss Amelia, I am truly sorry. What brought all this on? You should know that was the first time I've ever lowered my head and meant it. Before, I didn't believe that you would ever be able to get back on your feet. But now, you're standing tall right in front of me, chest high and eyes facing forward. You only lose a few points for the tear marks I see that remain on your cheeks.
Oh, how embarrassing! So tell me, why did you help Subaru and Otto anyway? Is it because you thought I was just a crybaby?
Don't be silly. It was you I was assisting, and you who determined that doing so would be worth my while.
Wait a minute, it was? But I don't understand. What could have possibly made you change your mind and decide to help me?
When asking for something, if it's very important, then one must do so with sincerity. So I beg you, Miss Amelia. It's Master Roswell. I desperately need you to save him.
From what exactly?
A series of delusions has clouded and possessed his mind. They've cursed his soul, ensnared it, and kept it bound for quite a long time now. Initially, I might not have minded that. Even if he wouldn't look at me. Even if he thought of me as nothing more than a tool. But his delusions have already strayed from the path toward a clean conclusion. His wish has lost its direction, and he clings to words written purely for aesthetics. I'm asking for your help to break through all that.
All right, then. What do you want me to do?
I need you to assume the throne. Once you take your place on the royal throne of Lagunica, Master Roswell's dream will be fulfilled. No matter how far he's walked astray, the day his wish is realized will come. Please, I'm asking you to do this for him. Give him a reason to live through both the present and the future. You're the only one who can bring him back. Please, please rescue him.
I don't really understand your request. I'm not sure how my assuming the throne of Lagunica could save Roswell. I appreciate your conviction. I'm just having trouble seeing how one affects the other. But this is the first time you've asked anything of me, and that means something. Okay, Ram. I appreciate your faith in me, and I want to repay that trust. Beginning now, I know that's something I need to take upon myself.
My, look at this. Tell me, would you mind if I offered my congratulations to you as well?
That's close enough.
Look at you. What a fine welcome this is, Miss Amelia. Despite how I may appear, I assure you my concern for you is genuine. In fact, you could even say I pity you.
And what do you mean by that?
Just what I said, from the very bottom of my heart. You have no idea how to be loved other than to simply do what people expect of you. Yet you were forced to confront the painful events of a past you never wanted. Allow me to offer you my felicitations, with all of the mercy and compassion that I have to do so. Well done. You overcame the trial, and I was convinced you were quite incapable of it.
It's not very easy to say thank you when you put it that way. You just said you didn't think I could pull it off. But now you've changed your mind? I know that I must have worried you a great deal, Roswell. All I've been able to do is lose my nerve. I've caused so much trouble for Puck, for Subaru, everyone. But despite that, each of them ended up rescuing me. I was utterly useless. And they lent me a helping hand. Because of their faith in me, I realized I can't just go on being discouraged.
You're saying the same sort of thing Subaru did. Are you merely repeating his words?
Master Roswell!
Your echoed sentiments, the place that has been prepared for you. Even your oh-so-brave trial attempts were choices made after the stage was set. Subaru knows of these circumstances, yet still urges you to do awful things.
No, that's not true at all. He wants me to be...
We both know him. He wasn't speaking with logic or reason. He just gave you a rather loud pep talk, didn't he? The boy imposed his will on you, forcing you to fit his pompous ideal while asserting that you could do it. I understand. I truly do. After all, as we've come to realize, he and I are two of a kind.
Hold on a minute. That doesn't make sense. What do you mean?
We're like-minded in that we force our values upon the women we love. Since you've met, I'm sure he spoiled you, treating you with the utmost kindness and care. Yet he never even considered that you're far from a normal girl now, did he? The you he loves is the ideal you living within his own mind, not who you really are. Am I wrong?
So is that all? Surely that can't be it. Is that the only thing making you think you're exactly alike? Because if that's all you have to say on the matter, then I can assure you you're wrong. You couldn't be more different. Subaru said I was annoying him. He told me that I was a real pain in the ass.
He what?
He asked who I thought I was, causing trouble for him when he's done so much. He said I shouldn't keep brooding over what happened in the past. He told me I was all talk, and he couldn't put up with it. Truth is, everything he said was right. I was just a weakling, all talk, and insufficient in every possible way. Cause Subaru really sees me for who I am. That's how I know you're wrong, Roswell. You two are nothing alike. When I want to try something, when there's a change that I want to make, he takes my hand and helps me along. He taught me there are others who will do the same for me, too.
You don't think he was simply deceiving you to tactfully get you back on your feet?
No. He spoke his mind. What Subaru felt when he said he believed in me wasn't a lie. Nor will it be. I'll turn those lies into wishes. That's what I need to do right now. But more than that, it's what I want to do.
My, you do continue to change. Although everything you've said is exceedingly difficult for me to accept.
What do you mean?
Your decision is priceless, and your will to walk forward is noble. Yet these observations are precisely why I pity you. The choice you've made that justifies you getting hurt is already pointless in this world that will soon come to an end.
The world... what?
To be more specific, it's moving toward its end. This world strayed from the correct path and is now proceeding swiftly into the wrong destination. The sanctuary and the royal selection have already lost all meaning.
How could you say that? Don't tell me you're considering giving up now. Cause after all, weren't we the ones who started this? And you would decide to quit before it's over. I won't allow it!
Then what is it precisely that you wish to do?
I'm not exactly sure. But it doesn't make sense. What's wrong is wrong. You can't just back away. That's way too selfish, even for you.
It's funny. You really did sound just like Subaru when you said that. It makes me wonder how much of your boastful speech could ever even possibly be realized.
You won't have to wait long to find out. I'm about to show you. In the graveyard. No. Outside the sanctuary, too. Miss Amelia. I'm going now, Ron. And don't worry. I promise I'll take care of the favor you asked of me.
It was my teacher and I who started it all. That's the one little detail you got wrong, Miss Amelia. I'm impressed. It seems her resolve is stronger than I realized.
Exactly how much of our conversation were you able to hear, Master Roswell?
Oh, I heard quite a bit and saw you kneel before her. I applaud your acting skills. Incidentally, I also heard you were an asset in assisting them with Garfield. Of course, I'm sure you thought it was the right thing at the time.
So what's the next move? What is it you intend to do at this point?
While some intricacies may have changed, what I desire has not. Though I will now be forced to work a bit harder for it.
What should I?
You shall remain here and await Miss Amelia's return. If no one were here to welcome her brave and triumphant soul back, even my own heart would ache for her.
The reason I decided to take that bet was because it seemed like the best chance for me to get my wish.
Hello, Miss Rom. Sure is a lovely evening, isn't it? The breeze feels so nice.
You're the boy who is with Barusu.
Mr. Natsuki's judge of character leads me to believe that you're not the enemy here. And if he's correct, then let's have a discussion. Because I think we can be of assistance in getting you what you really want.
So annoying.
Huh?
I said you're annoying. Fine, out with it. Now give me all the details.
That's my idea. So, not bad, huh?
If you want my help, then I have three conditions. First, I'm strongly in favor of taking Garfield down a notch. But after you do, I'll need you to let me handle him from that point forward, all right?
Okay, got it.
Then there's Miss Amelia. Do something about her.
Well, that would be up to Mr. Natsuki and Miss Amelia, more than likely. And third, it feels like this one is gonna be a doozy.
Idiot. The final condition is that you mustn't tell Barusu why I took this bet in the first place. I would prefer not to give up my last endgame.
Ah, you found me. Though I suppose it would be easy to get here if one used clairvoyance. I ordered you to wait for Miss Amelia to emerge from her trials, did I not?
Yes. I believe that you did.
Then tell me, for what reason did you disobey that order and come here?
It's quite simple. I've come to take you away. Master, from the witch's delusions.
Oh, so that's what you think they are, do you? It's been quite a few years since you pointed your wand at me. A shame that you're doing so now and that you called them meager delusions.
I've always considered them as such. I just never said it out loud. Isn't it obvious?
Just listen to you. So defiant, though from your standpoint, those mortifying days yielding to me have been long. I considered your behavior to be your way of expressing your level of devotion.
I have my reasons for everything, and beating up Garf served two purposes, to fulfill my goal as well as rectifying his idiocy. I have no idea what they planned to do if I hadn't been there.
I cannot deny that it all worked out rather well in the end. Subaru will naturally choose to walk a very fine line in the final confrontation.
But the one good thing Barusu always has going for him is his timing. In the end, betting on that single quality of his won't ever be a mistake. You have the book, don't you, Master? In the place chosen for the last showdown, at the stage when you step forward and take action yourself, there's no way for you to do so without the Tome of Wisdom that you rely upon above everything else.
In my many years in this existence, I have never once forgotten the one and only vow you and I exchanged.
If you live by the sword, die by it. If by magic, die by magic. And those who spread fire should die by fire.
Those who ask favors of a demon should die by that demon. Whatever one relies upon in life should be the thing that brings about their death. And now the time has finally come. I've lost what I desire, the meaning of my existence, so I offer myself to you. If you don't mind that I am but an empty husk, do with me as you please, as that was our vow.
Whether you live or die is up to me.
Seems you can conclusively achieve your retribution. After all, you were forced to swear loyalty against your own will, pledging fealty to one who destroyed your homeland and then living with him. Although you had to do so after losing your horn as well as the ability to maintain your form, a level of suffering to this degree is quite rare. There is no pawn more useful than you, which is why I find this to be such a shame. Your decision was the slightest bit premature. It is impressive that you were able to create a situation in which I had to carry the book with me. For this last step, you should have overlooked this final action I planned to take, however. That alone is the true shame! This is the precious young girl who offered her own life to save her friend by becoming the Sanctuary's core. But my objective does not involve her.
You intend to use the power of this crystal to cast some form of great magic?
Great enough to change wind and weather. In accordance with the tome, I will make snow fall in the Sanctuary. And in order to use that magic, I require a tremendous level of focus and a highly delicate use of mana. If I had already been engaged in such a colossal undertaking, you definitely could have bested me.
But there would have been no meaning in doing so.
And there is meaning in forcing me into capitulation when I'm in my glory? Or was it that you wanted to destroy me as quickly as you possibly could?
Not at all. A shame. You truly don't understand anything. I won't allow your wish to come true. Being offered a husk of you, after your dream had already been realized, would mean nothing. Receiving you in such a broken state would not satisfy me.
Well, my goodness, how incredibly greedy of you. But now that the time has come, do you think you can defeat me?
No, I'm sure I can't. My understanding of your power is second only to that of your teachers.
Really? How do you intend to achieve such an ambitious goal, then?
I can't win this alone. That much is clear. Therefore...
If it's two against one, I suppose we have the advantage.
So am I to assume that this is the main reason you agreed to Subaru's plan?
I told you, Master, when I arrived. I'm going to take you away from the witch's delusions.
And as for me, I'm just a passing stray spirit. All right, let's pick up where we left off. This ought to be fun.
We begin!
As you wish, Master!
I have to run! Miss Rum... She's here, and I can't just... So what? I know this is what Subaru would do. I'm coming! Miss Rum...
My, what an adorable little girl. Am I to presume you're the smaller maid I was told about? Are you shaking? Don't worry. I'm quite positive your entrails are absolutely beautiful. Good girl. I'll send you to meet the angels.
Petra! Miss Federica!
You're a bad girl, Petra. I told you to run far away from here so you'll be punished later.
You're right. Sorry.
How lovely. I believe you must be the bigger maid then. I'm glad I've been able to meet you together and that the two of you are such good friends. I'll lay your guts next to each other and see if your insides get along well together too.
From your first word to the last, nothing that you've been saying makes any sense at all. They're just tasteless ramblings.
Demi-human blood, I see. Well, after an experience in the royal capital that nearly killed me, my skills have greatly improved, so you can't handle me.
I blame the person who didn't have the strength and failed to finish you off then. Petra, get outside the mansion right now.
But I... What about...
I don't have any idea who sent you here, but it appears that Petra and I are your targets.
Yes. two maids along with the little spirit girl, actually. I've never
cut
open a spirit, so I'm excited.
Your personality's worse than your taste.
She's sweet.
Indeed, I'm quite proud of her!
Miss Frederica! Maybe Miss Beatrice will be able to do something about this! In here? Wrong room. Here? No, that's not it. Not here. She's not in this one either. Pink sister. In this room.
You got it, Petra. Sorry I'm a little late, but I've come to help you out, okay? So, don't you worry. You're safe now.
Are you really here? You came to rescue us?
It's me, and I did.
Thank goodness! Miss Frederica's...
Just leave everything to me. Here's what I'd like to tell you. However, if I rush over there, then I'll be dead in a heartbeat. So, knowing that would be the case, I sent in some super strong reinforcements instead. For a homecoming like this, the people that are in the way are just a little too in the way, if you ask me.
Why do you insist on aiming just below my chest every time you attack me?
I guess you could call it my hobby. I am the bowel hunter, and I love cutting open bellies.
The boss man says... the best defense you can have is a good offense. So... if I use a shield meant for defense to attack instead. The best defense and the best offense both come together as a team, which ends up making me the strongest one in this whole damn place. Don't you think so? Big sis? Ah, man, you're huge! Whoa, wait a minute, are you really my sister?
Or maybe I ought to call you Big Bro.
We haven't seen each other after all this time, so don't be rude. Look at you. You've grown up to be so big.
That sounds like sarcastic bullshit to me, because I'd say you're the one who's practically a damn giant now.
Pardon me, but I was wondering if I could interrupt your happy little reunion?
Yeah, sure. It was real nice you had to wait for us. Yo, sis, do... yo, big sis, do you happen to know a chick named Rem?
I do, and she's here in the mansion. Mr. Subaru told me she was Rom's twin sister.
You've got to take her out of here as soon as you get an opening. Pretty sure I'm gonna have my hands full with this bitch.
Hold on, what are you saying?
Sorry, big sis. She ain't the type I can take on worrying about who's behind me. Understand?
But Garth...
you can see what's on my arm, can't ya? This is the same shield the two of us used to play with when we were just kids. Honestly, it was running with you all those years that gave me strength. Now I'm the strongest one around. All right, bitch in black, bring it on. Cause I'm in the mood for a little celebration. I'm out of the sanctuary. And to kick things off, the first thing I'm gonna do is smash your head into the wall!
Huh? Why are you here? Cause I don't remember requesting your presence.
Sorry, but you should know by now that I'm a guy who shows up whether he's asked to or not.
Self-serving as ever, I suppose.
Yep, I'm pretty selfish. And I'm getting you out of here, Beatrice. But this time, things are gonna be different than before. Cause I intend to drag you out. We're heading into the sunlight to play in the mud until that dress of yours is covered in it.